Morning, Ireland. It's 11 minutes to nine and the Taylor Swift Eras Tour comes to Dublin this evening, bringing not just joy for the 150,000 Swifties who'll attend the three gigs and traffic disruption for the rest of the city, but also an expected €150 million boost to the local economy. Our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke has been out and about early this morning. Evelyn, you've been meeting fans who've been up even earlier than you.
Anya Lawler, good morning.
How are you?
Standing outside the Aviva Stadium, meeting the early bird Swifties here. Because, of course, the big Taylor Swift fans are called Swifties. But I'm calling them the early bird Swifties this morning because, yes, they've been gathering here since very, very early this morning with all the sparkles and the sequins and the friendship bracelets and the make and do kits. And the whole thing is just absolutely gorgeous here this morning.
You've been talking to a couple of the people there.
Yes, I have. Well, when I started my Taylor Swift kind of vigil yesterday, my pilgrimage, I went down to the Three Arena. What was happening there was you got the merch, because it's all about the merch. So I met some of the people who had come into Dublin to go up there and get their stuff. A few of the stories I met were kind of interesting. Like, we've been hearing a lot about Americans coming for the tour. One family I met, Anya, this is unbelievable, told me their family of three, and they were saying for them to go to see Taylor Swift locally, right, near them, the tickets are going to be $3,000 each. They priced Ireland, and for €4,000 they could get the three people here, go to see Taylor in Dublin and get a little holiday as well. So here you'll get a sample of just some of the voices, some of the people I met outside the Three Arena yesterday as they were getting ready for the big day today.
I love her so much. She's the best.
How long have you been waiting to see her now to sing and play?
At least 3 years.
That's a lot when you're your age. Why did you want to come with Molly today?
Because she loves her.
And you're looking forward to the gig?
Yeah, no, really looking forward to it. Yeah, yeah. Just hoping the weather stays.
We're here to see Taylor Swift from the United States. It was cheaper for an entire trip to come here and see Taylor Swift.
It just seems crazy,
doesn't it? It is crazy. It's insane.
So how many of you travelled?
The three of us.
So for the three of you to be here is cheaper than for the three of you to go see her near home?
Oh, yep.
The whole trip, probably like $4,000.
So how do you feel about seeing Taylor Swift in Dublin?
I'm super excited.
Tell me your favourite two songs.
Lavender Haze and Getaway Car.
Hi, what do you have in your bag there?
Just t-shirts.
What age are you?
9.
Listen, what's your favourite song?
There's so many, but I really like Cardigan.
I love Cardigan. Show me your friendship bracelets. How many have you got on you?
We only have like 3, but I've 40 at home.
40?
Yeah.
You've been shopping?
Yes, a wee bit. We're from Bangor, just outside Belfast.
So what did you buy?
Lots of sweaters, t-shirts, just bottles.
So how many of you in the group?
There's 6 of us here, and then there's another 2 meeting us, so 8 of us all together.
And how excited are you? Woo!
It is non-stop cheering. It's absolutely hilarious. So that was yesterday at the Three Arena, right? So then this morning, I don't know what's happening to me, Anya. I'm standing here since 7 o'clock this morning wearing sequins and a pink jacket. Saying to somebody earlier, I feel like I'm on my way home from my Debs or something. This is Taylor Swift mania gone mad. I don't know what's going on. I need coffee, clearly. But when you're coming down to Taylor Swift, you got to wear your sequins, apparently. So I arrived in and then just saw this gorgeous sight. All these lovely fans sitting in the sunshine. The sun is now blasting down on us, which is really welcome. And it's just so lovely. Like, you just hear about these friendship bracelets. Right. So what this is, you get your little crafting set and you dig out all your beads and you make your own kind of version of a little bracelet. And the idea then is when you come to your Taylor Swift gig, right, you trade your friendship bracelet. Now, it sounds lovely, but some people are a little bit competitive. I met one young man this morning who said to me he's not just going to swap any old random bracelet, is what he said to me. He's very picky about the ones he's going to trade with. But I'm looking at all these teenagers lined up and they're sitting here with their kits in the sunshine, making their bracelets, chatting away to each other, swapping names and stories about Taylor Swift. It's quite remarkable, really, this community that Taylor Swift has built around her. Now, we know, of course, there was such huge demand for tickets here. I think over about 500,000 people registered for tickets, only 150,000 or so are the lucky ones getting in over the next 3 nights. So today it's all about them. It's about this day that they've been waiting for so long. And as you were saying there, I mean, the boost to the economy is just absolutely extraordinary. You know, the amount of kind of business that's going to come here. We know that some seismologists are working on it to see if there's a Taylor Swift effect that's going to happen later when the crowd cheers and everything. But I'm just going to give you a flavour, right, of the kind of efforts that the Swifties are making. I met 3 lovely young women from Uri this morning. First thing this morning, I'm just outside here outside the Aviva Stadium, and they told me a little bit more about their journey, their travels, and the preparations they made this morning.
I just love Taylor Swift. I've been wanting to go for like 10 years, so I just couldn't wait to go.
It's not even 7:30 and you're here already at the Aviva.
Yeah, we want to get a good, we're standing, so we want to get right to the front of the stage, so fingers crossed.
And what level of excitement are we dealing with here?
Gonna pass out.
Yeah, I'm feeling like I'm gonna
cross it again. You're gonna pass out.
You're gonna have a stroke, yeah.
You're going to have a stroke and you're going to cry. Yeah. And what are you going to do?
Both.
Hold us up. Both.
Both, yeah.
That's honestly what it means to you to be here.
Yeah, it's Taylor Swift. Yeah. And Paramore. Yeah.
And tell us about the plans. You three of you look absolutely gorgeous. You're wearing amazing outfits.
Thank you so much. Shane's best. Yeah, we're just going to sit outside in the cold and then go in and have a stroke.
Tell me why, though. What is it about her?
She's just an amazing songwriter, and she's just I think she's a really interesting artist. Like with the staging and how she promotes and releases things, it's just no one else does it like her. Yeah.
Where have you travelled from?
Outside Newry, so Warren Point in the north.
Did you come up last night?
No, just this morning.
So what time did you leave Warren Point?
At about 6 a.m. Yeah.
What time did you get up to the makeup? Because the eye makeup is incredible.
Thank you. 4 a.m.
You've been up since 4.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's worth it. Ladies, have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much.
Now, Áine, you might think 4 a.m. is impressive, and so did I, until I turned the corner and I met a gang from Cork who told me, and get this, that one of the mothers, of course, had got up and they'd left Cork at 3 a.m. this morning to be here, to stand in this area here outside the stadium so that when they open the doors, when they rush in, they can get the best standing place possible. So this is the level of effort and commitment that's going into the Swifties this morning. Are you jealous yet?
Do you know what I want to know? Travis Kelce going to turn up, her boyfriend, and pick her up like he did in London last weekend? Because that was a moment.
It was. Do you know what? Wouldn't it be great if you did it in a GA county jersey? That's what we'd love. Travis Kelce wearing
let's
the old
give
Dublin
them the idea
jersey.
Now.
Tell you now, wouldn't that be fantastic? That'd be a moment, wouldn't it? I wonder, though, it is more rugby, I suppose, around here. But yeah, no, we'd love that. We've no rumours yet. We don't know where she's staying. We have no, there's lots of different scale to go in Temple, but I don't have any firm fact. I can't confirm to Morning Ireland where Taylor Swift is this morning. I heard some mention that he's due to go back to some pre-training camp, so whether he'll be here or not, we don't know. But there's lots of eyes out in Stokes here for all the different celebrities that might be coming here. Because as you say, Wembley just seemed to be kind of absolutely incredible. But look, people from Cork, people from Warren Point, that's all fine. What about coming from LA, Áine, to go to Taylor Swift in Dublin? I met another young woman this morning, Maya. She was sitting here in her sparkly boots and she was making her bracelets and we got chatting and she casually mentioned that she'd flown in last night to make this big trip, this big pilgrimage to Dublin. So we'll have a little bit of a flavour here of the chat that I had with Maya outside the Aviva Stadium here a short time ago.
I just love her music. I love the atmosphere of her show, the fans, the outfits, just, the friendship bracelets, the whole thing.
Now, have you got some friendship bracelets you?
I have a lot of friendship
bracelets.
Look
at your bag. You have so many there. My goodness. I didn't ring Annie. I'm very embarrassed now. So you're going to trade all these?
Yeah, I already started trading some and it's fun. I don't mind just giving them out to people too.
And why did you come to Dublin?
Actually it was my friend wanted me to come to Dublin and then she cancelled, so I ended up going without her. But I love Dublin. I've been here a few times and I just love the people here.
Finally explain to me, what is it about Taylor? Why is she such a draw?
She's just so, like, her energy when she's on stage, like, she puts on this show that I feel like no one else does. It's more than just a concert. It's just like the whole...
Have you seen her before now?
I have seen her before.
So you know it's worth it?
Yeah, it's so worth it.
You're grinning.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I've been so excited about this for a while.
Jet-lagged and grinning. Love it.
Yes, very jet-lagged. Okay.
Yeah, but who wouldn't be grinning talking to you, Evelyn, with those fantastic silver sequins and that pink jacket? You're looking very Swift-like yourself down there. And it is remarkable, isn't it? She's only 34, Mary, and she's got a 20-year career behind her and she's won more awards than anyone else in music history.
Yeah, I was reading a profile of her, and her mum and dad moved her to Nashville when she was 13 or 14 to kickstart the career, got her the guitar lessons. But they always saying it was very much Taylor being the motivator all the time and pushing.
And she's a nice
person. Go,
her. All right. We'll be back with the headlines after the break.